Radio Prague News.
The Prague Pride LGBT Festival is kicking off in the Czech capital. The former head of the Special Police Squad for Combating Organized Crime is to serve as deputy director of the Czech Customs Administration. And the historic Invalidovna complex has attracted no takers in an auction. The 2016 Prague Pride LGBT Festival kicked off in the Czech capital on Monday with over 100 events taking place in different Prague venues, exhibitions, concerts, film screenings and public debates. During the week, there will also be a two-day symposium on LGBT tourism attended by experts from the United States, Great Britain, Germany and China. The main theme of this year's festival is the right to love. The week-long event will culminate with a parade through the city center on Saturday, August the 13th. The former head of the Special Police Squad for Combating Organized Crime, Robert Šlachta, has accepted an offer to serve as the deputy director of the Czech Customs Administration. This was confirmed by the Czech news agency. He should take up the new position as of September. The Customs Administration is to be given greater powers to tackle VAT tax evasion and other financial crimes. Mr. Šlachta resigned as head of the Special Police Squad for Combating Organized Crime in protest against a major police overhaul which merged the country's elite crime-fighting units under single administration. An auction of Prague's historic Invalidovna complex, built in the year 1731 to 1737 to care for war veterans, with a starting price of more than 637 million crowns, has attracted no bidders. The tender on the sale was announced in June and drew protest from university academics who warned that the sale and redevelopment of the site could damage its historic value. Invalidovna was used in a number of key scenes in Miloš Forman's 1984 masterpiece, Amadeus. Unemployment in the Czech Republic rose by 0.2% since June, according to the Labour Office. The bump ended a steady drop in unemployment since February. The rate rose from 5.2% unemployment in June to 5.4% in July. Since the start of the summer holidays, some 393,000 people have been looking for work, up by around 8%. At the same time, the number of jobs being offered went up to the highest level in 8 years, some 136,000 on offer. A biodegradable and washable bag invented by two Czech students will reportedly come onto the Czech market in September, according to the Czech news agency. The bag, made from a unique material, is meant as an alternative to one-use plastic bags which negatively impact the environment. Called Frusak, the new product is intended largely for carrying fruit and vegetables. The designers, who are medical students, launched the project using a crowdfunding campaign, and it was funded in just 3 days. I'm Jan Wellinger. You'll find more news at radio.cz.
You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Ruth Franková. Coming up in today's program, the annual Prague Pride Festival celebrating sexual minorities kicks off in the Czech capital on Monday. A second solar boom could be on the horizon in the Czech Republic. We have the roundup of the latest Czech sports news. And later we meet Marek Hilscher, brain tumor specialist, political activist and now presidential candidate. All that coming up, so please stay with us. The 6th annual Prague Pride Festival celebrating sexual minorities kicks off in the Czech capital on Monday with a concert on Strelecký Island. The week-long festival offers more than 130 events, including debates, film screenings and exhibitions, and will culminate with a colourful parade through the city centre on Saturday. Daniela Lazarová asked Prague Pride spokesperson Bohdana Rambousková about the main topic of this year's festival and the events taking place.
The main topic of this year is love. We wanted to stress that each person, no matter what sexual orientation, has the same right for love, to love someone, to share life with them, and all have the same equal right to love another person.
Who are the some of the VIP guests and supporters this year?
We will welcome over 30 important guests, both from Czech Republic and internationally. And the biggest star, if I can put it like this, is Omar Sharif. He is a grandson of famous actor, and he is also the first person who publicly came out in the Arab world. He was born in Egypt, and of course, after his coming out, he had to leave the country. Currently, he lives in Canada, and he's coming to Czech Republic to share his story and his ideas and his LGBT activism.
The event is traditionally supported by, for instance, the U.S. Embassy in Prague, Prague City Hall, is that right?
Yes, yes. We are happy that the U.S. Embassy is with us from the very first year of the festival. We are also supported by the Town Hall of Prague. The mayor of Prague was with us in the parade last year, and we hope she will find time to join us here again.
The week-long event traditionally culminates with a big parade. How many people are you expecting, from what countries and so on?
The parade will be on Saturday, traditionally. Last year we had over 30,000 people in the parade. We were lucky because we had very nice weather, and we hope that this year it will be the same, and at least the same number of people will join us, either for the parade or for the music festival that follows the parade at Letná Public Park.
Does the festival attract a lot of foreign visitors?
According to our surveys, there is several thousand, 2,000 or 3,000 people coming to Prague from abroad. Mostly, these are people from neighboring countries and also from countries where they can't have or enjoy their prides the same as here in Prague. That means people from Slovakia, from Poland.
Have you noticed whether the festival has changed in any way over the years?
Well, when we started in the year 2011, there were only 2,000 people coming for the festival, and the political elites and also the general public were a bit confused, and it was a bit awkward situation because they didn't know what to expect from Prague Pride. Throughout the years, we grew into the biggest summer event in Prague, and we attract not only LGBT community but also general public. And this is also how the festival is built. This is not festival only for the community. It's meant to be a platform for discussion and meeting of any person, of any communities, any minorities and the majority, to meet, to talk together and to get to know each other.
Prague Pride spokesperson Bohdana Rambouskova talking there to my colleague Daniela Lazarova. Solar power proved a major and expensive turnoff for the Czech state, and many Czechs, after a misguided and rigid set of incentives were introduced almost a decade ago that have since cost the country billions of crowns in support payments. But a solar revival now looks like it is picking up pace based on households and not on so-called solar barons. Chris Johnston has more.
According to some estimates, the hundreds of billions of crowns in past subsidies paid out in the Czech Republic could already have been well on the way to putting solar panels on every house in the country. But the subsidies went elsewhere, into other pockets, and a lot of the panels, now mostly in fields, are feeding the national grid at fairly high cost. But a second solar boom might be just around the corner, based on rooftop panels, and that's what Czech state-controlled power giant ČEZ is banking on as it seeks to diversify its earnings options. One reason for the upswing in interest is the fact that such panels can now be combined with more affordable but sophisticated batteries, meaning that it's not just a case of use it or lose it, but that the electricity can be saved longer for other uses. ČEZ launched its solar offer this year and already has completed 50 contracts, with another 100 likely to be wound up by the end of the year, and around 1,200 orders from homes and firms in the pipeline. Pavel Sirani is ČEZ's head of trading and the man piloting the move into solar for the many. He says the concept of decentralized energy production from rooftop household solar to companies producing their own power is one that looks like being one of the main themes for the future.
To je začátek masivního trendu. V rámci diskuze o státnické koncepci se diskutovalo.
This is the beginning of a massive trend. Within the framework of talks about the state energy concept, there is discussion that up to 50% of energy could be coming from decentralized power sources.
Přijde z decentralizovaných zdrojů.
But decentralized energy production can put a bigger strain on the national energy network and dwindling number of those consumers still relying on traditional big power plants for their electricity. The Czech energy regulator has already tried its first attempt to get to grips with some of these costs and failed. And there's another factor that's been thrown into discussions about how the future Czech and European energy mix should be shaping up for the future: Brexit. Britain's looming withdrawal from the European Union has already sparked reflection on whether the remaining countries, including the Czech Republic, will have to boost previous renewables energy commitments in order for the EU as a whole to stay on target to meeting its ambitions to squeeze the use of fossil fuels and curb climate change. Britain was traditionally one of the leaders on such climate and renewables commitments and had been planning to invest enormous sums in offshore wind parks. Whether it will still be tied in some way to EU energy goals and past commitments is still not clear.
Chris Johnston with that report. And Chris Johnston stays in the studio with a roundup of the latest Czech sports news.
And we begin with the Olympics and a stunning Czech contribution to a day of surprises in the tennis tournament. Doubles pairing Lucia Šafářová and Barbora Strýcová eliminated doubles favourites Serena and Venus Williams in straight sets in the first round of the competition. They dispatched the three-time US Olympics winners 6-3, 6-4. The Venus sisters started the tie brightly, taking a 2-love lead in the first set, but things then started to go awry, especially on serve. And the London silver medal pairing of Andrea Hlaváčková and Lucia Hradecká had a more problematic start to their game, going love 4 down against Ukrainians Olga Savchuk and Elena Svitolinova in their opener before pulling back and winning the tiebreak and eventually the match 7-6, 1-6, 6-4. In the singles, Petra Kvitová convincingly got her first match behind her with a 6-1, 6-2 win against Hungary's Timea Babos. And the final preparations of Czech London gold medal winning rower Mirka Topinková-Knapková at Rio had been eventful, to say the least. The 35-year-old had to be fished out of the water by rescuers after the wind whipped up high waves on the Rio Lagoon and within seconds flooded her craft. The boat sustained some damage, but she was largely unharmed. And in football, league champions Victoria Pilsen were held to a surprise 1-1 draw in their second encounter of the season at home against Bohemians 1905. The home team took an early lead in the 10th minute but failed to build on it and the visitors pulled back before half-time. Manager Roman Pivarnik regretted after the game that the league title holders failed to sustain their performance after a bright start and he said it was not just the defence that was at fault.
There were mistakes a bit everywhere, not just in defense. We started the game well and got an early goal. We were very comfortable and active in the first half, even though our opponents equalized and we should have kept up that performance.
There might be some consolation from the fact that Sparta Prague could only manage a goalless draw away against Teplice, but there's no mistaking that Pilsen, who in a week faced Bulgarian club Ludo Goretz for the first leg playoff to get into the Champions League, and they're not looking their best at the moment. And finally, over the last weekend, Prague has just hosted another in the series of MotoSurf World Cup events. Just to explain, MotoSurf, sometimes known as jet surfing, is surfboards with motors, a sport invented by Czechs and at which Czechs excel. The men's final was won by Lukáš Záhorský ahead of Jan Čaroš. Záhorský also tops the points table halfway through the 2016 season. Czech Aneta Sacherová won the women's event. I'm Chris Johnston. That was the sport.
Just just a reminder that you are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio. So far, there has been a lot of speculation about who will run for president in the next elections in early 2018. But so far, only two people have officially said they are standing. One of them is the doctor and political activist Marek Hilscher, and he's Ian Willoughby's guest in this week's edition of One on One.
Though the next Czech presidential elections don't take place until the start of 2018, Marek Hilscher has already thrown his hat into the ring. A doctor by profession, the 40-year-old is perhaps best known for his eye-catching civic activism, such as when, protesting Russia's treatment of Ukraine, he and a colleague stripped to the waist and held up NATO and EU flags at the office of the government. When we spoke, I asked Marek Hilscher to tell me a little bit about his background.
I was born in Chomutov, which is a city in the northern Bohemia. I studied a gymnasium there, and after that I decided to study political science in Prague, in Charles University in Prague. But after my first experiences with politics, I decided to study medicine. So now I am working as a teacher and scientist in the first faculty of medicine of Charles University in Prague.
And what's your area of medicine? What's your specialization?
We work on research of brain tumors.
And tell us, if you were involved in politics earlier in your life and you didn't like it, why are you getting back into politics now?
Because now I feel that it's time to go to politics. When I was a young man, I was 23, and I was finishing political science, I didn't feel that I have enough life experience to get straight away to politics, and I always wanted to be free and independent in the politics. So I decided to study medicine because I felt that I will have some job that I can always go back.
In recent years, you have been involved in a number of political activities. Can you tell us about some of them?
Yes, I was always a zone politikon, and politics attracted me somehow. For example, during the studies in the political science, I worked in parliament. I had an internship, so I worked like an assistant of a deputy. Then I was involved when I studied medicine. I was involved in academic politics as a senator of academic senate. I became a chairman of the academic senate of our faculty. Then I was also as an activist. We organized some demonstration against the privatization of faculty hospitals that we didn't agree with, and so on and so on.
But also in more recent years, you have been involved in these protests against Russia's actions in Crimea. Could you tell us a bit about that, please?
It wasn't exactly against the actions in Crimea, but in general against Ukraine. When I saw Maidan and I felt that people who were protesting there, they wanted to change their politics in their country, that they wanted to better their lives. They were going against the oligarchy and corruption and so on. And this situation reminds me a lot 1968 in Czechoslovakia. So when Russia entered to Ukraine to suppress this movement, so I felt that we must say something.
And you said it in a quite radical way by taking off your shirt at the office of the government.
I think it's not very radical. I had an experience in my activist life that when we wanted to promote some thoughts or some ideas and were writing petitions and so on, nobody paid attention. And then one day, a friend of us did some happening, just putting clothes on, a special clothes, and there were suddenly a lot of journalists. So we wanted that somebody paid attention to our ideas, so we decided to do this form of protest. We went to the government saying, premier be brave. At that time, there was a decision if to support sanctions against Russia or not. So, and we wanted our government to show compassion with the Ukraine, with the Ukraine people. So that's why we write on our bodies, Premier, stay brave.
And you were inspired by Femen, is that right? The women who take their shirts off?
Kind of.
Otherwise, do you have any political idols? Are there politicians you look up to or people you regard as your political heroes, for instance?
In today's politics, I don't have any political hero, but in some way I like our first president, Masaryk, who I wouldn't say it's my hero, but he followed some principles that I like.
For instance?
For example, he was a man who always stand for the truth, even if it was against the majority. And he knew that in long term, it brings results.
The presidential elections aren't until the beginning of 2018. Why have you already so early announced that you are standing?
Because I have a disadvantage. I am a relatively unknown person and I need a longer time to present myself and my ideas to the public.
And how are you planning to reach the public?
First, I announced my strong decision to participate in the election. And after that, I want to go with my campaign bus around the Czech Republic and to present myself. And then we will see.
And your campaign bus is actually an ambulance, is that right?
It's kind of ambulance, yeah.
Generally speaking, what's your political platform? Are you left wing, right wing, center?
No, I'm center. I'm center, and I think a president should be a center. When there is a lot of left ideas, I think he must go a little bit to the right, and when it's a lot of right ideas, must go to the left. That's my conviction.
Would you be a kind of activist president, or would you be more of a kind of figurehead who's more a symbol and less actively involved in politics? For example, the current president, Miloš Zeman, is very politically active and is in the newspapers every day.
And is he an activist?
Well, that's not for me to answer.
I know. No, I want to be a president who will follow the constitution and who will strictly follow the constitution.
One thing I have to ask you, are you serious? Do you think you seriously have a chance of becoming the president of the Czech Republic?
I'm serious in my decision. And I believe that we can do a lot of things and we can speak a lot, we can give ideas. And we will see what happens.
The current president, Miloš Zeman, hasn't announced yet if he'll be standing against you for the presidency in 2018. But generally speaking, what's your view of Miloš Zeman?
I decided that I don't want to speak a lot about Miloš Zeman. I wrote some articles about him, but as a candidate, I want to concentrate on my program. I would like that the elections and that, not elections, but that the campaign are a gentleman campaign, okay? Or campaign between gentlemen. So I prefer to talk about my program than about other candidates.
What about if the other candidates don't behave like gentlemen? That's possible.
So I will try to behave as a gentleman.
What has been the reaction of people around you to your decision? For instance, I was reading that your wife isn't particularly happy that you're standing for president.
My wife is not exactly opposed, but we got married a few months ago, I can say, and she had another idea of our life in the future. And I think it's normal when a young woman wants his man for herself. And now she feels that I will have to dedicate a lot of time for the politics instead of for the family. So I think it's comprehensible that she doesn't like very much this idea. But we talk seriously about it, and she said that she will stand beside me.
Has there been any negative reaction to your announcement of your standing for president? For example, I saw, I think it was in Blesk, the tabloid, they said Nahach, like naked man, Hilscher is running for president.
I don't consider this a negative reaction. It's my past and I stand by my past. And I was very surprised that there were a lot of positive reaction, and I got a lot of support. I got support from my students. I got support from people I don't know. And actually, I didn't see any negative. I got some rude words, but that's a minority.
We're a long way from the elections now, but imagine if there was a candidate who you were deeply opposed to, who looked like they had a very good chance of winning. If there was another candidate who you were not so strongly against, or maybe not against at all, who had a chance of defeating the strong candidate you disliked, would you at some stage consider dropping out of the election and not taking part in the end?
That's a very difficult question because politics is unpredictable. I cannot speak now about strategies between the candidates. And it's also difficult because if somebody stands beside you, if you get some support of people, if you have people in your team who work hard for you for free and so on, it's difficult. But I want to reach the first round of the election, and then I will decide who I will support.
Doctor and political activist Marek Hilscher was Ian Willoughby's guest on that edition of One on One. And that brings us to the end of today's programme here on Radio Prague. If you have any comments about today's programme, then please send them to us. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz or on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be glad to hear from you. But that's all for now from me, Ruth Frankova. Thank you very much for joining us and goodbye.